O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Hold not your peace at my tears. Jesus, like a mother, you gather your people to you. You are gentle with us as a mother with her children. Despair turns to hope through your sweet goodness. Through your gentleness, we find comfort in fear. Your warmth gives life to the dead. Your touch makes sinners righteous. Lord Jesus, in your mercy, heal us. In your love and tenderness, remake us. In your compassion, bring grace and forgiveness. For the beauty of heaven, may your love prepare us. Psalm 11.
The Lord's throne is in heaven. In the Lord have I taken refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to the hills? For see how the wicked bend the bow and fit their arrows to the string. To shoot from the shadows at the true of heart. When the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold. His eyelids try every mortal being. The Lord tries the righteous as well as the wicked. But those who delight in violence, his soul abhors. Upon the wicked he shall rain coals of fire and burning sulphur. Scorching wind shall be their portion to drink. For the Lord is righteous, he loves righteous deeds. And those who are upright shall behold his face. The Lord's throne is in heaven. God of heaven, when the foundations are shaken and there is no escape, test us, but not to destruction. Look on the face of your anointed and heal us in Jesus Christ your Son. Amen.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God, in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Let us pray to God the Father, who has reconciled all things to himself in Christ. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, for peace among the nations, that God may rid the world of violence and let peoples grow in justice and harmony. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, for those who serve in public office, that they may work for the common good. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, for Christian people everywhere, that we may joyfully proclaim and live our faith in Jesus Christ. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, for those who suffer from hunger, sickness, or loneliness, that the presence of Christ may bring them health and wholeness. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labour and not to seek for any reward save that of knowing that we do your will. Amen. As our Saviour Jesus taught us, let us pray the Lord's Prayer in our preferred form or language. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May God bless us and show us compassion and mercy. Amen. Amen.